بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السابق عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إياكم الجلوس في الطرقات. This is the next hadith, the seventh hadith in the chapter. In the chapter of the first command is the right and forbid what is the wrong. And the last part of this hadith relates to that. But however, the whole hadith is very important. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْجُلُوسِ فِي الطُّرُقَاتِ. I warn you, you should abstain from sitting on the pathways, that is on the roads, like on sitting on the road, on the pavements, etc., or any, by extension, on the market, any public domain where people gather in a public place, and for public matters, for the welfare of the community of the people. فقالوا للصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم سيد يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لنا من مجالسنا بد that there are some of our gatherings that we have no choice but we have to be there for public matters, for the welfare of the community, etc. Public matters, gatherings that we have to attend, we have to be there, we have no choice. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِذَا أَبَيْتُمْ إِلَّا الْمَجْلِسِ. And if you feel that you have no choice but you just have to be there in those public places, فَأَعْتُوا الطَّرِيقَ حَقَّهُ. Then give the pathway, that give those public places, those public domains, give the fulfill the rights of them. What are the rights? All you. وَمَا حَقُّ الطَّرِيقِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is the right of the pathways? What is the right of the public domain when you are in public places and for public, for the masses, for matters that will benefit them, which are necessary for them? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that what should be done. The first thing is hadrul basar. Control your eyes. Keep your gazes down. Because when you are in public places, there are women folk also around there. Though in those days, of course, the women were fully in burqa, but they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said the first thing is that watch your eyes. So when we are in such public places and in such gatherings where it relates to public matters, but very important is, though there might be women also present, but to control your gazes. Not to forget mixing with them, not even to look at them. وَكَفُّ الْأَذَى. And do not cause any harm to any person. Do not sit in such a way that you obscure the pathway for other people. And as we will read in the explanation, this refers to much more details than this also. In any way, do not cause any harm to any person by your speech, by where you're sitting, etc., by what you are doing. Be very careful that you do not cause any harm. Wa raddul salam, and reply to the salam of people. This is also a thing, many a times we don't make salam. When we do make, when somebody just makes salam, we don't reply. We just make a sound like that, or just salam. Or like that, the salam must be replied also properly. An Islamic environment must be created. That salam must be made properly, salam must be replied to properly. Wal amr bil ma'ruf, this is the part that relates to the hadith and in this chapter. And when you are sitting in this public place, you will definitely notice the wrong things happening. So command the right. That you don't be negligent of that duty, which is a duty of every Muslim, to command the right. When nahyu anil munkar, stop from the evil. And whatever wrong people are doing, then stop them from that. So those are the rights of these gatherings. The lowering of the gazes, not to look at any woman, not to intermingle with them, etc. Not to cause any harm to any person, to reply to the salam, which is wajib. To make salam is sunnah. that to reply to salam, it is wajib to reply to salam and command the right and forbid the wrong. So these are the rights when we have to be in any public places. Wherever we go and we are in public places, we should keep these. And as we will read in the explanation, in other hadith, there are other aspects also that are referred to, that we should keep in mind wherever we are in public places and where we have to be going to. So these are the rights of those places. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand our deen and to practice on our deen.